This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We worship the gods of this age, money. We worship the gods of this age, things, popularity, power, influence. What are the gods of this age that have different names? They have different qualities, perhaps, but we pick up the gods of this age, and the Lord would say the same thing to you or me, and don't even invoke their names. Don't associate with these pagan practices. You must not serve them or bow down to them. There's an interesting verse in either Jeremiah or Isaiah, I can't remember which, where it says, they believe God, but they serve their idols. What a statement. God's people believed God, but they served their idols. What does that mean? Philosophically, they believed in God, but practically, they believed in the idols because they served their idols. That's an apt description of the United States of America. We say we believe God. We tell the pollsters we believe in God, but we serve our idols in the United States of America. Let's talk about tolerance here just for a second. I used an illustration some time ago told by Gary Richmond, who was a zookeeper, Christian man who wrote a book called The View from the Zoo. He talked about raccoons. Said the raccoons go through a glandular change, I think at about 24 months, and he said a 30-pound raccoon has the strength and power of a 100-pound dog. And you may remember this story. Gary Richmond said he had a friend named Julie who had a pet raccoon called Bandit, and she said, Bandit would never hurt me. Bandit loves me. And you may remember the story that Julie had to undergo plastic surgery for facial lacerations when Bandit attacked her. And Gary Richmond, in his book, A View from the Zoo, makes the application to tolerance. Sometimes that which we tolerate becomes the very thing that destroys us. Sometimes that habit that we embrace becomes the very thing that ends up destroying us. What is it that you tolerate in your life that can come back to haunt you? Let's bring up a couple more verses. Let's bring up verse number 8. But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. If that sounds familiar, we just had that, I think, last week or the week before, to hold fast. To hold fast means to not let go. It means to cleave. It means to cling to something. And we're to hold fast to the Lord like you would hold on to a child in a storm. You're to hold fast to the Lord like you would embrace somebody whom you're saying goodbye to and you're not going to see them for 6 months to a year. That's what it means to hold fast to the Lord. You hold fast to that which you care about. You hold fast to that which you love, which brings us up to the most important verse is verse 11, if we could bring that up. Verse 11 says, so be very careful to love the Lord your God. Isn't it interesting? He says, be careful to love the Lord your God. Why? The temptation is to forget to love the Lord. To start falling in love with things, to fall in love with something or someone else other than the Lord. And he says, be very careful to the leaders. Not just to the people, but to the leaders. Be careful to love the Lord your God. Do you tolerate in your life? Look at it today. Not at because of what I've said, but look at what you tolerate in your life under the light of what I read from God's Word. Look at what you tolerate in your own soul, in your own spirit, in your own mind. And then say, Lord, would you shine your light on that which is in my life that I need to get rid of? And you know what? The Lord will do it. How do I know that? Because of James, it said, you need wisdom in life, ask, and the Lord will freely give it. I have a feeling He'll not only give you wisdom, He'll give you discernment about that which you tolerate in your life.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.